Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, in our final, and this will be a brief podcast, ending Masechet Tmura. Ve'eloin ha'nikbarin. These are three Mishnayot together. The following are things that need to be buried. This is following what we spoke about, Kochim Yisbeach, Kochim Yisbeach, Kochim that die. And if they cannot be redeemed because they cannot be fed to dogs, etc., then they have to be buried. So what is buried? Kodshim shi pila. If you have a female hekdesh animal that miscarried, yikavru, so the miscarried fetus is to be buried. Pila shliyav, she just gave birth to a sack, tikaver, because the sack has a vlad in it. Shohani skal, egla rufa, tzipor mitzor, we're familiar with this list. All of these are things that are isurei hana'a, and if we have to be buried. You don't bury them, you rather burn them. Besides chulin, if you shechted a deer or something in the azara, it has to be burned. That's the first list. The second list, ve'elon and yisarfin, the following are things that are burned when they have to be disposed of. Chametz b'Pesach. Yisaref, utrumat tmeya, if you have truma that's tameh, you burn it. Veha orla and kile hakerem. We've shown and discussed how kile hakerem got in here, but orla is very clear that it has to be, how orla got in here. Kile hakerem is explicit in the pasuk. Pentukdash, tukad esh. Eshadar, and now when it comes to truma, orla, and kile hakerem, eshadar kanli srof, things that are normally burned, yisrof. We'll see what that is. Those things that are buried, which means liquids are buried and solids are burned. Now, you're allowed to light bread or oil of truma that became tamei and benefit from the fire. If you have pigul, something that was shechted with intent to process it outside of its time or outside of its place, like 2 days later or outside of the Azara, buried. Asham Talui Yisaref. Pigul Notar is burned. Asham Talui, meaning if a person is not sure if they ate chalev, and so therefore they bring an Asham Talui, and after they shechted it, but before they did Zrikat Adam, they found out that they had not eaten it, then we just burn it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver has to be buried. Chatata Of, Habal Asafek, if a woman, let's say, miscarried, and she's not sure how far along she was, and therefore brings a chatat ala safek, as part of her kan, her kanuletet. Tisaref, if she finds out before processing it that she didn't need to bring it, then it's burnt up. Just throw it into the trench that runs through the azarat. So the position of Tanakama is that the things that have to be buried can only be buried, things that have to be burned can only be burned, and you can't swap. Rabbi Yehuda says that that burning is a chumrah. And therefore he says, if you want to be machmir and burn, those that are nikbar, rishai, amrulo, enimutal shanot. Chacham disagreed and said, you can't change it at all. Okay, one of the items in the nikbarim was se'ar ha-nazir, the hair of a nazir. When a nazir cuts his hair, that is asur bahana, it has to be buried. Ramile Tavi Rav Nachman. So the Chacham Tavi challenged Rav Nachman. He said, Tnan ser nazir kaver, or minu, we have a Mishnah in Orla, ha'oreg melo hasit mitzemer b'chor bebeged. If a person weaves in a certain amount, the kind of from the thumb to forefinger stretched out, that length of tzemer b'chor into a garment, you don't like a beged, you have to burn the beged. Mise'ar nazir patachamor basak. Or if you used the hair of a nazir or hair of a peto chamor, firstborn chamor that you didn't redeem, into a garment, yidalek asak, burn the garment. So you see, it's not buried, it's burnt. Amale, kam nazir tameh, kam nazir tahor. So Nachman's answer was, a nazir tahor, the Torah explicitly talks about taking the hair and burning it under the pot of the shlamim. So therefore it's burned. Our Mishnah is talking about a Nazir Tameh, who got Tameh in the middle of his Nazirut, has to shave. There is no Pasuk about that. So therefore it's buried like other Isurei Hana'at. Amarle Shanita Nazir Nazir. So Tavi said to Nachman, you've answered one contradiction, which is Nazir to Nazir. Petachamor, Petachamor Kasha, but you didn't answer the other one, which is Petachamor appears in both lists. Hair of a Petachamor in our Mishnah is buried, and in this one is burned. So Ishtik, Nachman had nothing to say. V'lo Marle V'lo Midi. Amali Midishmi Alach Baha. So he said back, did you hear anything about that? Amarle, the Zatavi said, Achim Rav Sheshit. Your colleague Rav Sheshit said the following. Kan Mesak, Kan Meseyar. Meaning, if it's in a garment, you have to burn the garment. If it's just the hair itself, you bury it. In Manam Rabbi Yosef Rochanina, Kan Mesak, Kan Meseyar. In Eretz Yisrael, they had the same answer. Rabbi Yolazar, Kan Nazir Tar, Kan Nazir Tameh. He went back to the, this is back to the answer about Nazir problem. Nazir Tar versus Nazir Tameh. So Amar Leli Batal Sak Beruba. So then they asked him, why isn't the sock all okay and the little bit of hair from the Bechor, Petach Hamor, and Azir that's in there should be Batal? So Rapapa Tziporta, you made some sort of an image with that hair. Tziporta Shafina, so pull the image out. It follows Rabbi Yehuda who said, if you want to, you could burn the Nikbarim. So in this case, instead of going through the trouble of ripping it out, just burn the whole thing. So Rav Nachman said to Tavi, you're bothered, I challenged you with the challenge that you should rip it out. If you had like Rabbi Yehuda, you immediately go and say, oh, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Do a little more work. Hachikamina. So he says, this is what I meant. If you could tear it out, mutav, fine. If you're like Rabbi Yehuda, if not, then we'll say that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, or we'll follow Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, there's a freedom, Marmar Chametz Pesach. The Mishnah listed among those that are burnt Chametz Pesach, Yisareif. So Satam Mantanak Rabbi Yehuda, that follows Rabbi Yehuda in the second, first Mishnah in the second parak, Kol Sha'a, in the second parak of Pesachim, Damar, in Biur Chametz L'Sreifa. Unlike Chachamim who said that Chametz can be just thrown in the sea, he says you really have to burn it, and therefore this seems to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Trumat Tmei Avor Allah, etc. Hakeitzad. What does it mean to say that those things that are normally burnt are burnt, those things that are normally buried are buried? Ochlin b'sreifa, mashkin b'kvura. Food gets burned, mashkin can't be burned, you bury them. Chatata of. So what's chatata of a bala safek? So Tanu Yudah, chatata bala safek, yitilana lama, you throw it in the ama. What does that mean? Atcha aver aver, you tear it limb by limb and throw it in, v'zorkan lama. It rolls all the way down to Nachal Kidron, where they use it for whatever they use it for. Why can't you burn? Why can't you burn Nikbarim and vice versa? Because you're not allowed to get benefit from the ashes of the Nikbarim, therefore you can't burn them. The ones that are burnt, and that's why certain things are burnt and certain things are not. The burning, in a sense, is a kula because you could use the ashes. Since when are you not allowed to use the afer of those things which are buried? If you have, let's say, dam nida, or so this is essentially a tuma substance, or a person's dead flesh, or flesh of a dead person that got so stiff and bitter, and then it brittle, and then it broke apart, to horin. It's no longer dam, it's no longer basar, it's broken up pieces. My love, Torin and Mutarin, doesn't that mean that it's now Mutar, and there's no problem touching it, and there's no Isser? And that would, of course, mean that once it has become this totally other substance, it maintains none of its earlier Isser, and therefore a Faran should be Mutar. Lo, Torin Rasurin, they're Tahor, but you still don't allow to mess with them. Meitir HaPinchas, because remember, Basar Meit is an Isser Hanov, the mate. Meitir HaPinchas, Olata Of Shin Matzed Damai. Let's say you have an Olata Of, you already squeezed the blood up against the wall of Mizbeach. The esophagus and the feathers that you're going to pull out already are out of the world of Mi'ilah. Mi'ilah doesn't apply anymore. Mutarin, doesn't that mean you can now use them? Again, the challenge being that we see that once something has totally changed its form, its byproducts should be mutar, and therefore the afer should be mutar. The answer is no, not necessarily. And now let's flip it the other way. Since when are things that are burned of hektesh, since when is their afer permitted? All things that are burned, you're allowed to use their ashes, except for the burning of an asherah tree and the burning of hektesh. The answer is leolam asur. There's a side point. Why didn't they mix asherah and hektesh? The answer is because asherah could become a non-asherah. If a goy says that's not holy anymore, then it's batel. But hektesh can never be batel. But the Breita, the point is that the Breita said that Eifer Hektish is Asur. Rachamam going to naflag like about Hatzei Hekdesh. So that's a particular case when a fire broke out and burnt a bunch of Hatzei Hekdesh. Meleha. Why? Kevin Leidia. Man delohave inish delimol. Since we have no idea who started the fire, we don't have anybody to point the Me'ila to. And therefore, you need Me'ila to lay Pukafor on the Chulin so that the Afer should now become Chulin. You know, if you take money that's Hekdesh and you inadvertently spend it, you're Chai Me'ila, but the money becomes Chulin. Since we don't have anybody to pin that on, it can't become Chulin. Rav Shmaya Amar Ki Tanya Hamanita B'Trumat Hadeshen Tanya. This bright is talking about Trumat Hadeshen, and that's why this is Efer is Asur. No, Asur. Why? The Tanya is Samo. The Kohen has the Kohen who's doing the Trumat Hadeshen has to place it Benachat. The Samo means Kulo. Put it all there. All the Truma, the piece you picked up. The Samo Shalei Fazer. You have to make sure not to spread it around, which means it still maintains its Kedusha, and you've got to treat it properly. And that's Trumat Hadeshen, which means normally, Efer of Kodshim, once the Kodshim are burned, if they're the ones that are to be burned, are Mutar. But this particular Efer is Asur, because Trumat Hadeshen maintains its sanctity. Hadran Alach, Masechet Turab, Shakoach, to all of the students together, we have studied, completed our study of Masechet Turah, a very exciting accomplishment. And Rez Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin our study of Masechet Kretot, as we continue our study through Seder Kodashim. Chen L'Oraita, much success, Alu V'Hatzlichu, to all the Lomdim, and we will meet again the next podcast at the beginning of Masechet Kretot. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day.